producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, my little adorablenesses. I'm here. I am live. Da-da-da. Not sure how I'd prove I would be live. I guess I could show a newspaper. I could hold a newspaper up to the microphone. I know it wouldn't work. Alright, I could talk about digestion from turkey. That might work. I don't know. All right, I have to tell you a couple of things. First of all, Manny and I were saying, gee, you can. It's really nice to have a day or two off. You sort of get, you know, you come back with renewed vigor. And I will tell you about a really nice Thanksgiving note I got from someone whom I've never met that I've had email correspondence with, and I'll tell you why and under what circumstances in just a moment. But Lynn knows that if you call early in the program, you get less time on hold and more time with Joy. So, more Joy time, I guess. JT, whatever. All right, so Lynn, welcome to the program, and how may I help you?
Hello, Dr. Joy. I'm Lynn from China. It is 2 a.m. here, and I'm...
Are you calling me from China?
Yes, I am.
Wow. How cool is that?
I'll stay up late for that.
Well, my goodness. All right. Well, let's help you so you can get some sleep tonight. So what are you calling about, Cookie?
So I'm calling about my boyfriend and I. We've been together for 10 months. Things have been going great. Okay. But lately, so he got a new job about 3 months ago. So it's in a very he's in a very good position. The job is very demanding. So a lot of people expect a lot of things out of him. So he became very, very busy. So I'm afraid, and I've been feeling that we've been drifting apart a little bit.
Right. Okay. All right, Lynn, let me get a little background. How old are you?
27.
And how old is he?
26.
And neither have you been married before?
No.
How do you happen to know about the program? You listen online?
I happen to look through it one day about probably 4 years ago. So I've been a very, very, very faithful listener.
Well, bless your heart. That's wonderful. You speak terrific English. All right. So what kind of job does he have?
He's right now a management trainee in one of the shipping company.
Okay. The two of you, you don't live together, I assume. Is that correct?
No. We don't live together, and we're in... You know, and we're not in the same city, but he's only about an hour and a half away from me.
Okay, how often do you see each other?
Twice a week, but we only see each other about three hours each time.
Do you view this as a long-term relationship with long-term possibilities?
Yes.
Does he?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a job at this moment, Lynn?
Yes. And that's the problem, because I work the weekend and he works, he works the normal schedule.
What kind of work do you do?
I teach English.
And only on the weekends, huh?
Not only on the weekends, as in my days off are Monday and Tuesday. So
what are the days you see each other now?
Tuesday after he get off work and Saturday after I get off work.
Okay.
But we need to rush back to our own city before midnight.
What, are there curfews?
Also, yeah, because in our culture, and he stay with his mom, because in his city, it's just like Tokyo, a little bit like that. It's very expensive. It's normal that people still stay with their parents after they get a job.
Are you living with your folks? With your parents?
My parents have a spare apartment, so I live there by myself.
Okay. Is it possible that either of you could It sounds like you don't know him well enough to marry him at this moment, right?
We've been together I've known him a year before that, before we got together. As a very close friend.
The thing is, even if you were married, you'd still have the same problem. I mean, you'd be together. You wouldn't have to rush home at midnight, but you'd still, and so you'd have the overnights. But
yeah,
is there any possibility that? Because it sounds like you live in a culture where living together is just not a possibility. Before you're married, it's just not a possibility. Correct?
Yes.
I asked that question, so no matter how you answered it, I wasn't going to know. But you cannot live. It's not okay. You, the two of you are not going to live together before you get married, right?
No.
All right. All right. So here's. Look, there's several possibilities. Is there any likelihood that you could change your days off so that you at least had the weekends free?
I will try to, but
at least if you had one of those days, that might help a lot.
It might not happen soon, but I'm trying to. If I get promoted, maybe that's going to happen.
Okay.
And also, I'm thinking of using my annual leave at least once a month to.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Yeah. What about now? And he's got a new job, so he probably can't take any vacation time anytime soon, right?
He just passed his probation period. I think it's possible, yeah.
All right, because that's not a terrible idea. Instead of taking a long vacation, that each of you take maybe a day every other week where you could, and both of you obviously take the same day, so you could spend the day together, you could spend more time together, because the two of you are presumably still getting to know each other, that even though you knew each other for a year beforehand, you've been dating for less than a year, and you're only seeing each other really 2 days a week and not for very long. So 2 days a week time is basically less than 3 months. You know, that's basically about 100 days max.
Yeah.
And so 3 months isn't very long, even if you saw each other every day, which people don't actually do that terribly much. But, I mean, if you really figure out the number of hours that you've been around each other, it's only a couple of months worth. So maybe you could afford, even though it's kind of irritating, to keep this up, especially if both of you can take some of your annual leave and amortize it over the time, over the month, so that every other week. So 2 days a month, both of you can be together for the whole day and get to know each other a little bit more. And then maybe just kind of play it out a little bit more and see, and just see where the two of you are in a year. Because it may be that as the two of you get to know each other more, that there'll be more of an urgency to be together. It may be that by then you'll have some seniority and you can get one of the weekend days off. It may be that he will have enough seniority that he can maybe work 4 days rather than five, or maybe, you know, so you have a little bit more flexibility to move things around. Maybe instead of working 5 days a week, you could work four but work longer days. So I think what I would do for right now is see if both of you could begin taking some of your annual vacation on a monthly basis, so you had at least a couple of days more a week, and a couple of full days where it wasn't after he gets off work before you start, but a couple of days, like, you know, one Saturday and one Sunday a month where you spent all day, that he could come, you know, that because an hour and a half, you meet halfway in between or whatever and spend the whole day together, don't have to rush home as much. That's really, and because you're talking about maybe 12 or 15 hours during that day, maybe let's say 12 hours, which is four times what a regular date would be. So that's probably what I do for right now, and see about that. Maybe you can, once you get promoted, it sounds like both of you like your jobs. He's got a new one. You've got one you really like, but begin to see about longer days and more days off. And so you're a bit more consistent with one another. In the meantime, use some of that annual leave and maybe holidays, and just see how you get to know each other a little bit more. And then by summer, if you can manage that, where you spent more significant time together, then you maybe can decide that, you know, maybe we move a little closer to each other. You know, maybe your parents have an apartment, or maybe you look for a job that's a little bit closer to his. You know, I think you just got more possibilities. I would just play for time, I guess, at this moment is what I'm saying, even though you're frustrated and he's frustrated, because it's really not so much that he's busy as much as your schedules don't overlap. Let me talk with you a little bit, too, about Skype and things of that sort. Let me put you on hold and come right back to you. All right, then I'll let you go back to sleep. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
And you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to bloodsugar11.com for your free video. That's bloodsugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to bloodsugar11.com now.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And 855-993-7569. We're talking with Lynn, who lives in China, and she's got a boyfriend who's just got a new job, and she's teaching English, which is one of the reasons she speaks such spectacularly good English, and they're just trying to find time together. And I'm saying, Lynn, it also occurs to me, rather than taking like a Saturday, you know, one Saturday and one Sunday a month where the two of you are using vacation time. And basically each of you only have to pick one you know, one day. So you could pick a for example, because you work on the weekends, you could pick a Saturday, and mm-hmm. he could pick a Tuesday. So that mm-hmm. so that it's basically, or even if you took 2 days, that would give you 4 days a month, because each of you only have to pick two mm-hmm. to be with the other mm-hmm. person. So I think that's feasible. The other way of thinking about it is like, you know, a long-distance relationship, which I'm not very, very happy about. And then, as you point out, an hour and a half isn't very long. He's busy. He's got a new job. The two of you have incompatible work schedules. The hour and a half away isn't the difficulty as much as the fact that both of you have to be home on curfew. So the other possibility is looking at, for example, if there was a place nearby that he could stay, that wouldn't compromise your sort of sense of wanting to be chased, but you could, so he didn't have to go all the way home, he didn't have to come all the way back, which saves 3 hours on a date, so that he could maybe stay, maybe even with your parents, or maybe you stay with your parents and he stays in your apartment, so the next day the two of you could have breakfast together and spend the day together, and so there would be a way of kind of being very efficient about the time he spent together. Or maybe you could spend, I don't know how you, do you know his mom? Have you
yes,
met his mom?
Yes.
Would that be okay for you to stay with her as well if he was
yes,
in the same house?
Yes, yeah. She has no problem me going, staying over there, but it's just, we sleep, all three of us sleep in separate rooms.
Sure,
And also,
sure.
Also, it's because it's a very small apartment, so I feel like when I'm with, when I'm in his house, it's more like I'm more with his mom.
Sure. Well, I would suggest
yeah.
you only use that as kind of the hotel. I mean, obviously, if it's his mom, you need to spend a little bit of time with her. But the two of you just use that as your base of operation, and you go out and you go to the zoo, or you go take a walk together, you take a bicycle ride, you take a day trip, whatever. So, I mean, maybe that you utilizing your parents, as I said, let him stay in your apartment and you stay with your folks. So that you
can, if he can come here to stay overnight, there's no problem. My folks more open about it. Let's say that it's just
okay.
He has to make excuses or lie to his mom about that.
Well, I mean, but that's his issue that he's going to have to deal with his mom. And that
mm-hmm.
I'd stay away from that as much as you could, because you don't want to get between he and his mom, because that's just
mm-hmm.
if you win, you still lose. So you don't
mm-hmm.
and if you lose, you really lose. So you don't want to play with that. But just and just maybe make it evident to him that when he comes that he's, you know, he's allowed to stay with you or whatever. But the other thing to do is I know an awful lot of I know some marriages, believe it or not, that run on
mm-hmm.
long distance, which I think is not the world's smartest thing to do. But what they do is they fill in the time with Skype and with emails and with phone calls. And when they get together, they tend to get together for like a long weekend or something. So they maximize the time together. And that might work for the two of you as well, using the combination of using your folks' houses as kind of hotels, or trying to use some of your vacation time, or trying to condense your work week. But for right
mm-hmm.
now, rather than viewing it as a huge limitation, which I agree with you, I think it is. Long distance is tough. I would view it as just a getting to know phase, and see as the two of you become more powerful in your work situations that you can negotiate. Maybe he can negotiate a 4-day work week, or you can
mm-hmm.
using your vacation time to fill in some of the gaps, using
mm-hmm.
Him coming, for example, after work on I guess you would go to him after work on
yeah.
Sunday night, and so you mm-hmm. had, and maybe he could take Monday morning off or something, and try and just view it as getting to know each other, but try to expand the time that you have together, so it's less than those 3-hour kind of intervals are going to be frustrating to both of you.
Mm-hmm. And also, I have another question. Is like right now he's been busy, so I can see that he focused more on his work and the new environment. So I'm really, how should I cope with this? Like, do you say
well, let me ask you a question. In the United States, there are different phases of dating. There's the kind of, let me use as a metaphor, kind of internet dating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That you might, let's say you went online and you wrote up a profile and you got response from a bunch of different people. You mm-hmm. might sort of date a couple of them at the same time mm-hmm. just because you're not sleeping with any of them and you're getting to know them and it's you're not being dishonest with anybody or misleading them. You're just getting to know each other. And then you kind of narrow the field to maybe the two that you like the best. Yeah. But, and so maybe being non-exclusive at this point makes some sense. It sounds like, have the two of you been sexual with each other? Have you had sex with each other?
Yes.
Well, that's going to complicate it. But maybe what you do is look for just male friends to fill in some of the time or some girlfriends or whatever, so you're not sitting around waiting for him. Because if you are, two things are going to happen that are going to be really unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be too intense when you're together because you've been sitting around waiting and he's been working. So he's tense and he just wants to relax and you're bored and you really want to do something. And that's not going to be very compatible. And you're going to start pressuring him. And you don't want to do either of those. So one of the possibilities is just saying, look, for right now, let's try doing this. We'll Skype with each other at midnight or at 10 o'clock or whatever. In the meantime, maybe find some other activities, maybe take a class somewhere, maybe hang out with some groups of friends. Maybe even, I really don't think it's a great idea to have sex with more than one person. When I say it at time, it sounds like I'm sort of suggesting that orgies are not a good idea. I'm saying I think it gets too complicated. But I mean, if the two of you aren't having time to get together, maybe letting the sex go for right now makes some sense, and then you can date some other people and not feel quite so uncomfortable about it. I'd sit down and say to him, and I don't think this should be only on your shoulders. He's the busier one, so he's going to have less time. But just say to him, listen, would it help you? Or would it help us for us to see each other maybe once a month and sort of instead of trying to do this crazy thing where we're desperately trying to see each other occasionally to see if we can put together some meaningful time a couple times a month and the rest of the time, you know, see other people, which may be me because you're not really having the time. But, you know, what makes sense to you? And see what he says. Let him work on this a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm. But I really like him.
I know you do. But I want you to make a situation that doesn't mean that you're going to start pressuring him. Because if you do...
Yeah, that's not what I wanted. And that's why I'm calling you. Because I started to feel like that I have to tend
to do it. Maybe take a class. Maybe do some volunteer activities. Maybe hang out with a friend. Maybe finding a gay guy to take you some places. Maybe a friend that you don't have any interest in mm-hmm. sexually or romantically.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you need to do is, because for right now, you don't want to make his work your problem, because that's a nowhere situation. I think you just need to fill your time with some other things and see what happens.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, sugar, get some sleep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Lily, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Get your play card at Exxon and Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Lily, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I talked to you about a month and a half ago.
Right.
By my situation where my husband cheated on me after 41 years of marriage with his girlfriend.
An old girlfriend, yeah. He went to Europe, right?
Right, yeah. Right. I'm having such a hard time with that. I don't know what to do. I'm getting anxiety attacks. I'm getting, I don't get no sleep. I have such a hard time with that I can't comprehend. I don't know what to do.
Now, he said that this was a big mistake and he loves only you.
Yeah, he didn't say that was a mistake. He just said that he had to do what he had to do, and he did it. And then he said, so what? That's what makes me so angry. I'm so frustrated.
Well, let me ask you. All right. At this moment, do you want to stay or do you want to go?
I don't know what to do. I really don't. I have no idea. I don't know what to do.
Is he living with you at this moment?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We are together, yes.
What if you said to him, you did what you had to do. I don't know what it is that I have to do, but I don't want you here for right now. I want you to find another place to live. And the two of you, presumably, do you have? You don't have kids living at home or anything like that at this moment.
Oh, no, they're gone, yes.
Yeah. Do you have a job?
Yes, well, I'm retired, but I work part-time. So is him, too, yeah.
Do you own your house? You pay a mortgage? You got rent?
No.
What's the deal?
We live in our son's, he has a duplex that he owns, and we live in one of the apartments. And we just pay the property tax for him.
Could you afford the property tax by yourself?
Absolutely, positively, absolutely.
All right, here's what I would do. I think you need some...
It's not a problem.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. All right. Here's what I think. First of all, I'm not impressed with his level of remorse because it doesn't
exactly.
exist. Yeah.
That's what
so,
it is. That's what makes me so mad.
I got
we
it.
We argue almost every single
I got
day.
It.
Last
okay.
night we argued.
I got it.
Morning.
All right. Here's what I would do. I would say to him, starting January 1st, I don't think there's any particular reason to do it over the holidays unless you want to. I would say, I'll help you find a place to live. But I need to be away from you for a while. I need to experience, clearly life with you at this moment isn't much fun for either of us. We argue all the time. I'm not sleeping. You feeling like, you know, I feel like if I let you stay here, that you got away with it and you'll do it again. So
exactly.
I need,
I got it.
So here's what I want. You, as of the first, I need for you to get another place to live. Now, let me add parenthetically, he may not be willing to do that, at which point you have to find a different place to live. But my guess is that you could probably do that. Because whatever you're paying in property tax, you could, you know, probably find some place. Maybe your son has another apartment or something. But you can find a place to live, right? Yes?
Absolutely. Finances are not the problem at all.
Good. All right. My point is, I think you need some time on your own to see whether or not living without him is more fun than living with him. Because if it is, problem is solved, honey. If it's not, number one, you get to figure out whether living without him is easier than living with him. And it's going to take a couple months to figure that out. Because the first month, you're either going to feel very relieved or very panicky or some awful combination of the two. But so you're going to need a little bit of time to sort this out, at least a couple of months. So you're not doing this for a couple of weeks. We're talking about a couple of months. Minimum. All right, so that's number one. You need some time to just sort it out. How would it feel to be without him? Because living with him right now is not any fun. Number two, he needs to figure out the same thing. He put a 41-year marriage at risk. And not only did he put it at risk, but he's saying, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Exactly.
That's crap. And if a man's got to do what a man's got to do, then a woman's got to do what a woman's got to do, too.
Exactly.
So,
I kept
so let him feel
all these years. Yeah.
Let him feel how it would be to be without you. Which means he's got to do his own cooking. He's got to do his own cleaning. He's got to figure out what to tell people. And listen, you're running a risk here because if you decide you really miss him and he decides he really doesn't miss you, you got a problem. But you got a problem anyway. It's not that, I don't think it's that much different a problem than you got right now. Because right now, what it's set up is he can do whatever he wants to do, and you may not be happy about it, but you'll accept it. And I don't think that's very healthy for either of you going forward. So I would say to him, out. And if you want to do it now, as far as I'm concerned, that's okay. I think that maybe the holidays a little tricky, but the holidays are going to be tricky anyway. And I don't think so. Because what you really have to assess now is, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And you don't know. And that's okay to not know, but you have to begin gathering the information. The only way to gather the information fairly and reasonably and ethically and reliably is for you to be apart. Now, if he says he won't move, then you move out. But I think you need, but you need to think about, I would say, 3 to 6 months minimum.
Yeah, but he told me that if he leaves, then we're done. That's it. There's no.
Oh, he just well, but so what? So what? I mean, that's his threatening you. But that has nothing to do with you. You have to do what you have to do. I mean, he's bullying you, kiddo. He's saying, I can sleep with anybody I want under any circumstances, and there's nothing you can do about it, and if you give me a hard time about it, I'm gone. Has he always behaved that way?
Yes.
What do you need this clown for?
He always did what he wanted to do. I had to keep quiet, and now when I'm pressing the issue, what he did, when I'm showing my anger,
unhappiness,
then it's no good. So now he just wants me to just forget about it, that like nothing happened.
Lily, guess who taught him to behave that way?
Exactly, I know that.
All right, here's, look, kiddo, the question is, what do you want the next 40 years of your life to be like? Because that's really where you are at this moment. You can't undo anything that's been done. But you can decide enough already, or you can decide if you want to, look, he's a bully, but he's my bully. I mean, but I think the only way for you to be able to assess that is to take some time by yourself.
Yeah, I'm so mad. But it is, like, I don't know.
Well, it is a risk because he can decide that he doesn't want to play anymore.
Right, right.
But it sounds to me that I'm afraid what's going to happen, kiddo, is you're going to get more and more unhappy, and he's going to use this as an excuse to say, I can't do this. He's going to leave you. He's going to say, I can't put up with this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Which means it's blaming the victim. So yeah. You might as well do something. You might as well take a risk while you have something to gain.
Yeah, he's blaming me now
when I bring up the subject
all the time. He's blaming me. He's saying that, what's wrong with you? Nothing happened. I did it, but so what? I can't undo it. I did it. You know.
Well, but that's it. Marina, my dear, you have the choice at this moment to either keep up the status quo, to keep up, you're the good little woman and he can do anything he wants, and you're going to have to just stifle it. You're going to have to swallow any of your anger, any of your sadness, because he won't tolerate it. Or you can decide, you know what, I don't want to live the rest of my life this way, and I'd rather he be a wonderful husband to me, but maybe I'm willing to not have a husband as opposed to having a husband who's treating me, who's bullying me, who's treating me like I don't matter.
Right.
So, honey, listen, you don't have to decide at this second. And you don't, whatever you tell me, you don't have to go along with. But I think you need to think about whether or not you're willing to take that risk. Because if you don't, I can guarantee you things are not going to change. Because if nothing changes, nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, are you willing to risk a change? And the change can go either way. I mean, there's certainly the possibility that he could leave. There's the possibility that he will think, oh, my goodness, you know, I've taken her for granted and become a better guy. There's a possibility he'll say that and come back and it'll be the same thing. But at least you'll have the sense that you did what made sense to you. And sometimes things work out really well and sometimes they don't. But sometimes it's worth the risk. And that's what you have to decide at this moment is what's worth the risk. What's it worth to you? And nobody can tell you. There's no right or wrong answer here, Lily.
Right,
it's just
right.
It's really what right. you what makes sense to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he keeps telling me again that he's a better person. That you know that I'm his wife for the last 41 years, and you know why we have to mess up things. Why I have to bring this stuff up all the time.
Well, but he's just saying,
we're gonna have a discussion when he gets home from work today because I talked to him this morning and he said I didn't sleep last night and he says I'm having a heart problem now and
he says he's having a heart problem.
Yeah, well he can't sleep. That his heart is pounding. You know he doesn't.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, he told me, and I told him, I said, we're not going to discuss it over the phone when you get home today. We'll talk about it. So
okay.
We have to talk about it when he gets home. So that's why I'm calling.
All right, let me suggest something. All right, let me put you on hold, and I'll tell you a different strategy, all right?
Okay.
Put you on hold. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Lily, who's really at an unhappy time in her marriage. She's been married for 41 years, and her husband went to Europe and had basically an affair with an old girlfriend. And I'm trying to remember how you found out about it. Did he tell you?
He didn't tell me straightforward, but then, you know, he told me that, I'm going to tell you something when time is right, okay? But he had a couple glasses of wine at the time.
So he didn't tell you. Yeah.
So he didn't tell me straightforward. So I pressed him tell me, and then...
Yeah, well, he did. He just, he sort of then, made you work for it, but he told
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but then I found a receipt of a five-day hotel.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that find, hotel.
Yeah, yeah, right. And I find, you know, her cell number and her home phone yeah. number and the letter that she sent him. I find the receipt that he sent her a piece of jewelry. Then I found the mark.
He didn't make it subtle. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. He's going to expect you to read him the Riot Act tonight. I think I would do one of two. I would start off saying, what do you propose we do? How do you think I should handle this?
Uh-huh.
And what, we know what he's going to say. He's going to say, just let it go.
Yeah.
And say, if the roles were reversed, what would you do?
Uh-huh.
And, all right, so then what you're going to do is you're going to say, and see what he says, and he may come up with something. I doubt that he's going to, and say, do you know what? Let me tell you what I thought. This just really isn't working very well. You know, that we're not getting along, so I think what we should do is do our best to get through the holidays, and then what we should do is that you should go live someplace else for a while, and let's see if it makes us happier, if we miss each other. Maybe we can date each other, and then see what he says. All right.
Okay.
What do you have to lose at this moment?
Nothing. I'm just getting frustrated, and I'm.
I know you are.
My life is a mess.
Well, I mean, look. The good news is, believe it or not, is that his life is not all that terrific either. I mean, he's the one who thinks he's going to have a heart attack. This is not.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
we don't celebrate this, but at least it means that he, in spite of his kind of macho posturing, that he's
right.
not having a great time about this either.
Yeah, and he's sensing that he's going to lose me. That's what I think. You know?
Well, I think that's a good thing. I think it's time that he thought about that. But,
right.
my dear, again, it's a risk. You have to decide
right.
if it's a risk you're worth taking and if this is something that makes sense to you.
Right. Okay.
All
right. All right.
Because it is up to you. The believe it or not, the ball really is in your court to do what you want to do. But think about it, all right? And think about how, and again, not for a couple of weeks, but for a couple of months.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
It seemed to me that it's something that you should be thinking about very seriously. And again, because, I mean, what do you have to lose at this moment? And what do you have to gain? And that's how you have to think about it.
Right. Okay. All right, then. Okay. Thank you, Dr. George, so much.
Okay, good. I mean, let me ask you a question. Do you not feel a little calmer at the end of this phone call than you did at the beginning?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Listen, most of the time we feel anxious is because we feel trapped. We feel that we don't have alternatives. You do have alternatives. They may not be fun alternatives, but you've got alternatives. You're not trapped here. This isn't – he can't call all the shots here.
Right.
Part of it's up to you.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Okay.
So figure out what you want. And what I want you to do when he comes home is say, because he's the one who wanted to talk, right? Say, okay,
right.
what do you suggest here? Keep still. Don't offer him your suggestion till you hear what he has to say.
I know exactly what he's going to say.
He's going to say, leave it alone.
Say,
you know,
leave it alone. Nothing happened. Yeah. Just forget it. That just it,
and
it,
what you're going to say
it's not
going to
happen again. And, but you, my
and what
wife
are you going to say?
41 years. I'm going to tell him that I can't do that.
All right, what you're going to say, instead of saying that, say, if the roles were reversed, if I'd had an affair with an old boyfriend, would you be as willing to let it go as you're suggesting I should be?
Oh, he would, I already asked him that. He said, oh, yeah, that you had...
Well, then tell him that you're planning to test it out.
Yeah, that's...
All right, if that's how you feel, let's make sure you feel that way.
Dr. Joy, I would be so glad to do it. I wish I could find him.
Oh, honey, all you have to do is start looking. You'll find him.
It's in Europe. If it's in the United States, it would be different. I would pay a PI to track him down. But since in Europe, my hands are tied.
Listen, not necessarily. His hands weren't particularly tied in Europe.
Oh yeah. But he had friends over there. He had friends who knew.
My dear, I'm only being a little bit facetious. I'm saying it doesn't. All it has to look. This may be your opportunity to not find an old boyfriend in Europe, but to go see if there's somebody that you like who might be better. Because, and part of what you have to assess in all of this, Lily, and I can't do it for you, is if if I said, okay, you know, leave, and he said, I'm not coming back, and you changed your mind in 3 months that you really missed him, what are the odds that he would come back? And I would say probably pretty high. Wouldn't you say?
I don't think he would come back, no.
He's, really?
He's so stubborn, I know.
Well, okay.
He told me that one time. I don't think
But saying it and doing it are not the same thing.
And then, you know, whatever his life turns out to be after that, it would be my fault.
Well, so what?
He told me that he don't have no place to go, that he doesn't have nobody. He can just go back home where our home is.
So, Lily, this is the man that you think is going to be so happy if you told him to take a hike? Doesn't sound to me that that's how he would feel.
No, he won't be happy, no.
So the question is not him. The question is you. What do you want at this moment? What are you willing to risk, and for what kind of payoff? Sit down with a paper and pencil. But what I want you to be, whatever else you are this afternoon when he comes home, is calm. Because you have alternatives here, which you didn't think you had, and you do. This isn't about him anymore. This is all about you, Sugar Plum.
Right. And another thing, Dr. Jerry, I'm sorry to keep you up on a phone like this. And another thing is that he's kind of, you know, angry man.
Oh, I got it.
Angry man. He's been angry man for since I know him. And, you know, sometimes I'm not comfortable to get him angry, you know. So, I don't know.
The other possibility, which I don't think it's a great possibility, but it may make you feel safer, is to say, all right, we're gonna do some counseling. But you know, I don't think counseling's gonna help you much.
No, he won't. I offer it. He don't want to go.
This isn't about what he wants.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to go. No.
Well, of course not, because a counselor is going to say, you know, how can you do that, and then just tell her you're not even unhappy, you know, that you're not even sorry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have some thinking to do, my dear.
You got that right. Thank you.
All right,
so
but it is up to you.
Okay.
All right, it really is. This is your choice at this moment.
Okay.
All right, all not right. His. Okay. So that anxiety, you may feel a little like, oh my goodness, you know, what am I going to do? But you have choices at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't forget that. You've got choices. It's really, this is about you at this moment, not up to him. All righty?
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, Bart.
You're welcome. Call me if you need me. You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Lead known attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.